Power trailed the San Diego Forest 2-1. As we enter the bottom of the third inning. First up for the Forest will be shortstop Zach Felix, who had a single his first time up and would come around to score the first run of the game for the Force back in the first inning. His first pitch from Dreibelbiss, and it's a little low and inside, and that'll be ball one. Dreibelbiss so far only given up the two runs. Been very efficient on the mound. Here's the next pitch, and this is a base hit into center field. So that's a two-hit afternoon for Zach Felix. That was right down the middle. Good swing of the bat. Sent a line drive right back to Malden in center field. That'll bring up Tanner Pinkston. Got an RBI double back in the first inning, scoring Felix. So far, very similar turn of events that we've seen. So now Dreibelbiss will work from the stretch and try and limit the damage. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball foul down the right field line. That'll be strike one on Pinkston. Pinkston, very powerful hitter. Will definitely make you pay with any mistake. So you have to throw very carefully to him. Here's the pitch. This is in there for a called strike two. So Dreibelbiss quickly up 0-2 on Pinkston. Looking for the first out of the inning. Force lead 2-1 as we're in the bottom of the third inning. They have a runner on first and nobody out. Pickoff attempt and a very close play. Felix just barely back. Good move by Dreibelbiss and a good tag put on by Mota at first. So Felix takes his lead again. Another decent lead. And Dreibelbiss will come set. He kicks and delivers. This is outside for ball one. Count is now 1-2 on Pinkston. Looked almost like a semi-pitch out as he was daring Felix to try and go. So Dreibelbiss will come set. Here's a 2-1 offering, and this is a high fly ball into center field. Going back is Malden right by the track, and he will make the catch for out number one. So a good swing by Pinkston, but not far enough as Malden is able to track it down. And that'll be out number one, and that will bring up Tyler Plantier. Plantier had a 6-3 grounded out to Hayden Schilling, the shortstop, his first time up. Looking for more efficient at-bat this time. He steps into the right-handed batter's box. Felix takes his lead off first, and here's the pitch. It's a big swing and a miss. Plantier was fooled by that off-speed pitch by Dreibelbiss. Force lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. This is a ground ball just foul down the third baseline. And Dreibelbiss is quickly ahead again, 0-2. Good swing there by Plantier, but a little bit early. Came around and sent it just foul. So instead it is a strike. So Felix will take his lead off first base. Dreibelbiss will get a sign, and here's the pitch, and this is fouled back into the fence. And staying alive is Plantier with the count remaining 0-2. Force leading the power 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Hunter Stratton for the power had a solo home run in the top of the inning. Here's the pitch. This is a high fly ball into left center field. Coming under it is Malden. He will call off Kaplan and make the catch in a very similar spot to the previous one. That is two straight flyouts to Malden and two outs. So that'll bring up the left fielder Dan Hetzel, who had a single his first time up back in the first inning. And that is now two outs. We're in the bottom of the third. Force leading the power 2-1. They have a runner on first, though, as Zach Felix led off the inning with a single, but he has since had to remain there after two straight flyouts. Here's the first pitch, and a line drive base hit up the middle for Hetzel, And cutting it off is Malden. Going all the way to third is Felix. So a good piece of hitting there for Hetzel, as he's able to move the runner all the way to third with that two-out single. So there's runners on the corners now for the Force, as the next batter will be the designated hitter, Derek Nakasato. Nakasato flied out to end the second inning, or actually flied out to end the first inning. And he now has a chance to extend this Force lead with a runner on with runners on first and third and two outs. So here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball foul down the first base side. That'll be strike one on Nakasato. Drivelis will get a new ball. Take his time back to the mound, trying to reset after that last hit. He gets the sign from Mier, comes set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just misses outside, and will even the count at 1-1. A good pitch there by Drivelis, but also a good take by Nakasato. Nakasato, left-handed batter, wearing number 28. He moves the bat around. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and a big swing and a miss on the breaking ball. And that will make the count 1-2. Good pitch that just was over the dirt. A good catch there by Mier. Runners on the corners, 2-1 Force lead here in the bottom of the third. There's two outs. And Nakasato, the batter, has a 1-2 count. So Drivelis will come to the plate, and it's a ground ball that will just roll foul down the first base side. And Nakasato will stay alive. Not quite sure if that was a break for Force or the power, as it was a tough play for Drivelis, but it looked like he would have made it. So I'm going to go with a break for the Force here, as the count will remain 1-2 on their designated hitter. Sun starting to peek through the clouds here in San Diego. Still plenty of cover, though. Very pleasant evening. Here's the pitch, and this is a ground ball to Mota at first, who will field it and step to the bag, and that will be out number three. So a good inning for Drivelis, and the Force get no runs on two hits, and we head to the fourth inning. Force still lead the power by a score of 2-1. You're listening to Palm Springs Power Baseball on the Power Baseball Radio Network.